We find ourselves at this Christmas just about like they did the first Christmas, oh. The world's just about to fall apart, as I preached on once somewhere about a Christmas message, a world falling apart. And the world again is just about to come to pieces. Look at the earthquakes over here in California. I predict before the coming of the Lord Jesus that God will sink that place. I believe that Hollywood and Los Angeles and them filthy places over there, that God Almighty will sink them. They'll go beneath the bottom of the sea. And it's so much sin. See, it's the barrier. Civilization has traveled with the sun and it started in the east going west. And now it's at the west coast. If it goes any further, it'll be back east again. So that's the barrier, and sin has traveled with civilization, and it becomes the cesspool of all ages. Things they do that human beings in any other age would have thought of such a thing. Women have stole themselves to such a filth, though no woman in any age would ever have thought of such a thing as we do today, and then still call ourselves Christians. What a disgrace. No wonder the great prophet raised up and he said, I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but said the lion has roared and who cannot fear? And God has spoken, and who can keep from prophesying? See? There's something that's got to call out. We're in a critical hour. The world is. But the church, the real church, not the denomination, but the church itself is ready for the greatest triumph it ever made. The coming of the groom to the bride.